Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam, your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 and welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Reverend Adam, here on Psychic Talk Radio, sponsored by Mantra HHC, located in Woodstock, Georgia, at 703 Bascom Commercial Parkway, Suite 101, Woodstock, Georgia, 30189. And today we are joined by a co-host or special guest. We're going to call her Elizabeth today. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm well, Adam. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome on air to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, yes. For those of you tuning in and listening, yes, we will be taking callers with questions of any nature of their lives today. However, before that, we have the special guest, Elizabeth. And I've invited her on the show today to actually share with people her experience and her spiritual journey and any tips, tricks, things that she wants to talk about.
Thank you. So my journey has been kind of an interesting one because I was raised by very close-minded parents that were like, I get, for lack of better term, they were Bible thumpers. And they were very overbearing, very controlling. And so for a long time, I didn't believe like anything existed because I was being rebellious. So I kind of tried to scientifically disprove that there was anything like a God. And it kind of led me on this journey of opening my eyes and seeing all this metaphysical wonderfulness, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I started, I guess it started with science. I started really studying physics and realizing that there was different dimensions. And then that kind of led me to learning about like chakras and the power that we hold within ourselves. And then I started being able to tap into my own abilities. And then I started to kind of do a little more research and realized that all the holy Bibles are talking about like metaphysical stuff, and they're all talking about the same kind of stuff. And it just kind of led me on this path to figuring out me. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. So where are you today and what's been going on in the present?
Well, currently we've kind of been dealing with a little bit of spiritual battle. I recognized maybe a couple years ago that I was able to deal with demonic and negative entities. And not everyone is. And when I kind of realized that, it's been a process of learning how to deal with those type of energies and get them away from me. And so currently, we've kind of been in an ongoing battle with some pretty big ones. Either followed us from a different home or we're already at this home. And so we've been dealing with all the things of that. And there's been some pretty weird stuff. Like we've had Bibles go missing. We've had studies for the Bible go missing. We've had a lot like agitation, irritation, depression and stuff like that. And then honestly, I'm grateful for Adam because it was really with his help that we were able to clear everything out. Because, I mean, it really was you. You were the catalyst in helping assist us in using the right tools in order to approach these things the correct way and not invite them further into our life, but rather expel them from our life. I mean, it was really pivotal finding you because, I mean, our our spiritual battle went from us feeling completely hopeless and helpless to we feel strong and empowered and like
good.
Capable of handling.
Well, thank you for that compliment. So how do you feel about taking a few callers with me?
I'm down.
Okay, wonderful. Why don't we begin that part? Is there any particular tip you have before we take that first caller for anybody that's just beginning their spiritual path and maybe suffering out in the world with their own manifestation?
For starters, a lot of suffering is self-inflicted by yourself. You decide to place yourself in situations in order for you to grow. And in the moment, a lot of times it just seems like everything is happening and it's unfair and you don't know why. But when you start to learn that you decided to be here and go through all those things, it kind of shifts your focus of, okay, I'm not powerless or anything, and these things are happening because I'm allowing them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the first step.
Yes, yes. Wonderful. Well, thank you for the tip.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to the first caller now. First caller with area code 229672. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. You've got two questions to ask. Please ask your first one after stating your name, where you're calling from, and then just go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. This is Melvin calling from Georgia.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm doing a little better. Yes, sir.
Good.
My first question I want to ask is that I just got out of the hospital 2 weeks ago because the nurse did not call in my medication. I go to dialysis. 3 times a week, and they want to meet with me on the 11th of this month, next Monday. I just want to know if I go into that meeting, how will it go? Because I may not go.
I feel you need to go to the meeting.
Really?
You need to go to the meeting.
I would also recommend going to the meeting as well, and here's why is if it does not go as you planned, that was also planned by your higher self, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, how will it go? I mean, like...
It will go well, but there is a reason you have to go. By you going to the meeting, it's going to make it go well. By you not being present, then it's not going to go well at all.
Correct.
Okay. Because I already filed a complaint about, you know, what the meetings is about, and I don't know why they want to meet with me, because yesterday they had a private meeting without me, so they pretty much know what they want to ask me, and,
well,
you know, pretty much.
At this point, I feel it's best for you to go to the meeting. Do you have a second question for us?
Yes, sir. My second question is, I think I called you and I was talking about my the neighbors, and then the landlord. I went by her office yesterday, and she was kind of rude and telling me what I need to do and don't do it, but she's not going to do it anymore. Is she leaving, or what's she mad with me about?
Okay, let's see here.
Cause she used to be very, very nice.
Give me one moment, please.
I'm sorry, sir.
I feel it has something that is completely unrelated to you, and it's a misplaced energy. That's what I'm getting from it, but that's about all I'm getting from it right now. Now, Elizabeth, do you pick up anything with this one?
I mean, my immediate gut instinct is kind of the same as yours, and I'm not psychic like you, Adam, but I do have pretty extensive experience with people.
Yeah.
And often people can be going through things in their life that unfortunately end up reflecting in different ways. And if she's normally a good, happy-go-lucky person, quite possibly it could be something within her life. Maybe she's just had a terrible tragedy. Maybe she's fighting with her boyfriend or husband or girlfriend or wife, whatever. Maybe she's dealing with some health issues of her own. Or sometimes we don't mean to, but we can offend people or be rude to them or short with them, and they're just reciprocating the energy that we've put out. And so sometimes it seems like they're being short with you, but in reality, maybe you were not as patient with them to start with. So sometimes it can be a little of both.
Oh, very good advice. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to wish you the best of luck upon your journey going forward, sir.
Yep, bless you.
Adam, could you give me a call?
I will see what I can do.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Of course.
All right, and blessings to all. Our next caller is going to be, let's see here, 631-384. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Suzanne, Florida. And I'm working as a teacher aide, but it's just not working out, and they don't pay for the time you have off of Christmas for 2.5 weeks and stuff.
Yes,
so my
remember
friend mentioned
less compassed with the question. The less information I have, the better the read for
you.
Oh,
I'm sorry. So I'm trying for a companion care. My friend mentioned that she's going to talk to someone. Do you see me getting that?
You're trying for what? I didn't catch that.
Companion care.
Ah, yes. Give me one moment. That's a resounding yes. Okay, that's a green light. So I am getting a yes on that. What's your second question?
I'm looking to meet my significant other, and soon.
Okay. What's the question?
Will I meet someone soon?
I'm waiting for it to be put into a actual question format. So give me one moment, please. And they are being hilarious. They said define soon. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
They said to define your concept of soon.
Well, for anywhere from now to 6 months. I mean, not years from now. You know,
and this
soon,
is the universe
months.
For you. So what
yes,
the answer is yes, you will meet them soon. However, what you need to do is manifest and have more format behind that manifestation. Okay. So have an ideal.
Okay.
Yes, have an ideal of what you want, the timeline you want it in. Okay. The timeline that you want it in, and know that you have the power to make that happen. So this is all about faith in the unknown. So I'm going to take a little twist onto the show right now, and let's talk about, or let's give way for you to share what was your experience that brought you into spirituality.
Oh, believing in God and things like that. So that's what brought me into it.
Okay, beautiful. And how did you find your belief in the Lord?
Just by believing in Him in a one-to-one relationship.
Okay, beautiful, awesome. All right, well, thank you for sharing, and you have a great day and wish you best of luck on that journey.
And is the lady going to help too, or?
Elizabeth, do you have anything to share? Hello? She may have stepped out for a minute. Well, I wish you the best upon your journey.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next caller today is going to be area code 111111. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. please state your name, where you're calling from, and share with us where you began your spiritual journey.
Hi, Reverend Adam, and taking my call, and that's a very tough question because I think I started when I was very young, and then I lived life has been like, oh my God, and I always keep positive and being positive. It's helped me to stay positive as much as I can.
Okay, wonderful. All right, and what's your question today?
Thank you. My question is that we're mad, right? The what are those the landlord is still going to be nice to me. Oh, I like where I'm at, and is he still going to? I'm not going too far. I mean, I'm still going to be.
I do feel you will still be able to maintain where you are living, yes.
Okay.
And what's your second question? Mm-hmm.
Thank you. My second question is, Dev, a female that I want to ask you about, I want to know if, do you have any prediction of like, her being caught already?
It could be at any literal time, okay? So just know it's going to happen at the most divine timing that's in alignment for the greater good of all.
Okay. Sounds very good. So nice to have you and helping people, and I hope people call you because you are real. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. All right. Our next caller today is going to be area code 913-731. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and what began your spiritual journey.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I am calling from Kansas.
Welcome, Jessica. Welcome. Thank you.
Hi. My spiritual journey started when I was younger as a kid. I just experienced a lot of weird and that's where it all began.
Wow. Yes. Okay. Thank you. And what can I help you with today? What's your first and then your second question?
My first question is, I have been experiencing some like weird stuff happening lately, and I wanted to know if it was spiritual attack or spiritual awakening.
Okay. Hold on one moment. Yes, there is spiritual attacks going on, but it's actually not just one or the other. It's both.
Okay. So they're like coinciding each other?
Yep. Give me one moment. I'm looking for more information now. Okay, so what I am seeing right now is a spiritual attacks that are happening in the spiritual awakening, your third eye is opening up, your spiritual journey is going really well. But because you have been brought through this awakening and you're doing the right thing, you're on your right path, darkness is only trying to come and attack you to knock you off of it. And what I'm seeing is sleep paralysis. So I want to know how bad has your sleeping patterns been like?
I haven't had sleep paralysis. But I have been, I feel like, having, like, when like, they happen, it's, like, crown. Like, I feel like it's, like, my crown chakra. And then
yes.
It's, like, I feel, like, this darkness. And just it feels like just evil around me, like, trying to, like, mess with me.
Okay. There is also a lot of jealousy that I'm seeing. Obviously, that's explanatory by what you just said. But I'm also feeling like a very specific individual that had jealousy over your relationship life.
My current relationship?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what, if that's going to help you. No. What would your second question be?
I am trying to manifest a lot right now, and I wanted to know if my manifestations are going to come to pass.
Okay. Have faith in your manifestations. The power of the universe resides with you.
Okay.
That would be the answer. So that means faith is a yes. Okay?
Yes.
Right. Now, Elizabeth, she is under spiritual attack right now. What kind of suggestions would you have for her? Okay, it looks like we still can't hear her. Let me try and mute her and bring her on again. And, okay, Elizabeth, can you hear us? Hello? Okay, well, maybe she's not. So I, as a professional in the field, I would suggest salt baths. I would suggest making sure you're doing protective work and clearing work. So this stuff is usually the practices that you want to do, as well as grounding.
Okay.
So grounding work goes a long way.
Is the person who's like jealous, are they doing like witchcraft or something, or is it like?
Can you hear me?
There you are. We hear you. We hear you.
Yay! Finally! All right. I have so much advice, and I wish... All right. Okay. So, this is totally my forte, and
Let me answer this next question, because she really does need our help, and you know it's both of our specialties, but yes, they are practicing some form of dark arts with you, or really against you. But go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay. For starters, it sounds like you know a little bit about like your spirituality, and so I'm going to ask, have you saged your house and put barriers like that up?
I haven't saged my house, but like during the attacks, like I when I'm feeling the attacks, like I start praying and I ask for help for like my spirit team. My dad's on the other side. And usually when that happens, when I start praying and asking for help and stuff, they help me. Like it starts to lessen the feeling that I'm feeling. And so, I mean, and I pray all the time for God to bless my health and protect me and my children. So.
And they will, and they will. But you are the matriarch. And so kind of what that is you are the person who has to cleanse your house and put up kind of like a shield. It's like a force field, if you will. And I recommend saging. You can use straight up white sage, or you can use like bundles that have lavender, Palo Santo, yerba, and you go through your house and you command these things out of your house. And you tell them that anything is not of the white light of God, you are commanded to leave. I personally use in the name of Jesus. That is what I do because that's my faith. And that it does get them out. Your spirit guides are always going to help you. But then it's up to you to kind of put up a barrier, a boundary, so that they cannot come back. Because otherwise you kind of just have open doorways for these spirits to walk in and mess with you.
This happened multiple times already.
And that happens just because, like, they'll clear it out, but it's temporary. They'll, like, go out the front door and then come through the window.
Or they like to go away, wait a while, and come back another few days. You know, sometimes you need to disperse them and then lay down the barriers, like she's talking about, so that way they cannot re-enter. So salting the doorways, the windows, the corners, salting the earth around your yard.
I did salt the door. I did.
Good.
Well, but if you salted but you didn't clear it out, you kind of just trapped them there in with you.
Yep.
Okay.
You have to clear first, then salt.
And also clean your house. Like, actually, like, sweep dust. Like, do that before you do the sage. And then you want to go through every room, open every cabinet, every closet, anything that has a door, open every window, open every door that you have, and tell them, get out and don't come back.
Okay.
There's also another old school trick. Now, if you have a really tricky one that doesn't want to go, that just absolutely refuses to leave, you get yourself a mason jar, okay? You put a little bit of liquor in it. Now, the stronger the liquor, the better, okay? And you take some matches and you put them in your pocket, okay? Now, after you're done doing your expelling and trying to, you know, chase them away and tell them to leave and everything, what they're going to do is they're going to go directly to that jar, because most of these negative spirits will drink, okay? So it's like bait. And they'll go in there. Then what you do is you throw a lit match in it, and as soon as it catches fire, you put the lid on it.
Okay.
And there's a reason we're using a mason jar rather than any regular jar here, because a mason jar is more capable of handling the heat, and it's a stronger tempered glass, okay?
Yeah.
And when you throw the lid on it, it will put out the fire, but the spirits are then trapped in there, and then you can take them anywhere you want and just throw them in the river.
Okay.
Okay? Gotcha. But when you throw them away, don't look back.
Yes,
right.
That is so important to not look back.
Okay.
Basically, looking back is just re-inviting them.
Right, right. Is this jealous person a female or male?
It's a female.
Okay. Could it be like an ex of his or?
Well, we only really do one question, two questions per caller. And I'm letting you get away with a little bit more than
that
tonight.
Yeah,
What we can do is do a suggestion for you, okay? I specialize in this field as well as Elizabeth, who has been with me for some time now. If you want, I can give you a call after the show sometime tomorrow, and we can discuss more methods, and we can talk about services that may be available to help you.
I might be into that.
Okay. So I've got a Snapchat of your phone number that you're calling from. Is this a good one to call you back on?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. You have a good evening.
Okay. Thank you.
Great job on that call, Elizabeth.
Thank you. I'm so sad I wasn't able to talk to the other lady that was asking for my insight, because I totally had some advice for her, and I don't know if she's still listening, but my advice to the woman that asked if I was going to help was that you need to start loving yourself, and as soon as you do that, your person is going to walk right into your life.
Bingo.
Yep, and that is my personal greatest opinion of, like, I feel it resonating in my bones.
Beautiful. All right. Our next caller today is going to be area code 925-667. Ooh, got to love that there's a 7 in there. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name and where you're calling from and go right into what began your spiritual journey.
Hi, my name is Teresa. I'm in Oregon.
Hi, Teresa. Welcome back.
Thank you. I started my spiritual journey when I was about 15, and I haven't stopped yet.
Wonderful. Well, what began it? Give us the details.
Yeah, what was the catalyst?
Well, you know what? My grandmother was a medium, and I've always heard my guides, so it was just kind of like opening up the onion from there.
Wonderful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what two questions do you have for us?
So I am wanting to know, I think that they're wanting to change my job somewhat
yep.
at work, and I'm not happy with that. So I just kind of wanted to get if it would be something that I would like or not like, or I like where I'm at now, and I don't want to change that.
I get you. Okay. Hard message from Spirit, and I'm sorry for this one, but it says, okay, change is inevitable. Change is positive. This is Buddha speaking to you, okay? So not me. This is just me in translating here, but Buddha's coming through. He's like, oh, no, 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 we're not having this. Buddha says change is positive. You're going to feel challenged. You're going to feel a little out of place with this change, but it is happening. And it is good for you, okay? Because what's going to happen is you're going to grow exponentially by this change. But this change does come with its own challenges.
Okay, because there's a particular person that I think I would have to work with that we just are oil and water, and I don't want to work with him. So
I understand. On that situation, you know, I can tell you this. Sometimes there's two sides to every coin.
Mm-hmm.
And a coin would not be a coin without both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a balance. And while this individual may be volatile and you may be gentle and smooth, you know, sometimes they are a challenge for us to learn where our rough edges are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
I was going to say that is triggers. That's what it sounds like is sometimes, you know, people can trigger things out of you, and those just highlight
yep.
areas that just need a little bit of healing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my second question is, so I was hoping to just hang on to this job for another year to 2 years and then retire. So I was, when do you see me leaving?
Okay, that is a weird answer, but it says when you choose to.
I honestly was kind of going to say the same thing. My gut is telling me that this whole situation is really, it's a path that you are deciding to choose, and you can choose to stay in comfortability, but you're going to be stagnant. You are not going to grow. It's like planting a plant in a pot that's too small, and eventually you may get root rot staying in that place. And so even though it might hurt or be frustrating or irritating at first, you may thrive in this change. And at the end of the day, you are the only one that gets to decide. You have to make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'll thrive in the change?
Of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You will thrive in the change.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good for thought for me.
All right, beautiful.
Thank
well,
you.
Have fun, and thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we've only got time for a few more callers here, so let's see what else we can do. Caller by area code 267-234. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Adam. This is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jess. How you doing?
Good. I'm glad to see that you're on. I tried the other day, and it was the show. It was a no-show on the show.
Okay. Yeah, I've been having some technical difficulties. One time, it was scheduled for the right day and everything, and it completely got away from me. Another time, I was having technical difficulties, and then another time it was scheduled for the wrong day and time. It was just one heap of a mess, Jess.
Well, we're glad that you're back.
Well, thank you.
So my first question is that Do you, well, let's see. It looks like I think I drew the cover for one of my books, and I'd like to get it just laid out. Do you see me doing that soon, within the next, like, week or two? The reason why I'm asking that is because I do not have the finances for it right now to pay someone to do it.
Okay, I got you. I got you. One moment here. Somehow, I just feel like it's going to pull through with the finances. Sorry about the background noise. I've got that truck going by outside the window here. But it does look like we have a pull through of finances in time.
Okay. That sounds excellent because I'm really excited about getting this book out. And then my other question is that, well, it's sort of related. I am clearing through a lot of, like, old files, old emails. Like, I'm really excited. There's, like, this whole, like, new energy coming in and, like, a releasing of the past. So there's a lot of projects that I've had that have kind of been left, like, undone because, again, like, in the past, it's always been frustrations of just, like, not having that money there and the support. And I'm just wondering, do you see me being able to actually move forward with all of these, like, open-ended projects? Like, I really want to bang them all out. Like, I'm ready to do it. And I need the money.
Well, of course. You are going to be able to get them all done. In the timeline you want to, not necessarily. But you will be able to start getting these projects, you know, completed one by one by one, maybe even two by two. Okay. But don't go with four by four because then you're just building a house.
Which I would love to do that too. Yeah, because
well, then
it
really,
like, holds up the energy. It's like an emotional, like, baggage when you're not able to, like, finish things.
Oh, I know, I know. Trust me, I've got about 13 projects in the mid-creation right now, and I still haven't completed any of them.
Oh, my God, it drives me nuts. And, like, in the past, it's always been because of the money, but I also realized it was, like, emotional baggage, too. I wasn't able to pull through, but I feel like I'm done with that now. So I just
So one trick,
physical.
Because sometimes it's not just the money. One trick, it's sometimes not just the money that has us procrastinating on the project completion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's we're focused on the wrong thing, like what's in our way or what we can't do rather than what we can do. Other times it's because we start a project when it represents a little something more to us in that moment of a distraction away from something else we're dealing with. So when you're looking at a project you want to complete that you've kind of lost a little bit of inspiration on, or you're feeling a little procrastinative with, ask yourself as a reminder, why did I begin this project and what was it distracting me from back then?
So, you know, also what I noticed is that, well, first off, good advice, definitely. And also what I've noticed is that sometimes, like, I needed to start a project and then, like, Spirit had me put it aside and then it wasn't meant to be completed till a couple, you know, like, till several
years
later.
Yes, yes, yes. That happens every time.
Yes. Yes, that is always my thing. But I'm always, like, then sitting there annoyed because I'm like, let's just finish this. You're dragging me down and the money to blah, blah, blah. So,
oh, so says the human.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go.
Yes, okay,
go ahead.
Can I throw something? So, because I also resemble the statement or your question. I mean, I have a bunch of projects too. I'm a musician and writing songs often. That is something I get hindered by is what I view as the money. And sometimes it's truly not really the money, but it's my lack of initiative in myself in finding out what I need to do so that I can do it myself, because you can do quite much yourself. And sometimes you just have to have faith in what you're doing. And like the sweat equity is what ends up making it happen, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done that, but like with one thing, I have a contract that I did every single, I have it queued up, every single bit that I needed to do to clean up the contract, I did it, but I need a lawyer to look over it just to confirm everything and clean it up more. And also like with this book project, I've done everything. Like, so this book has been sitting for a couple of years. Yeah. It wasn't, and I put it out without the cover. I said, here, if you guys want to download it, PDF, here it is. And I was like sort of annoyed because I couldn't find the right graphic artist to like do the cover. It had like the person had to have a certain energy. Well, last week I started painting again. I haven't done that since I was like maybe a little kid. And I was like, holy shit, it looks like I just designed my cover. I was like, that's what I was waiting for. So
correct.
I did that, but now I need someone to do the layout. So like I can't do that myself because it's a separate it's like a graphic design program. So
okay, well, here's a suggestion for you. One that you can go through, you can hand pick by energy whatever you're feeling, because we're living in a digital world, unfortunately, right now. But also fortunately, otherwise this show wouldn't exist. Hey, but Fiverr, have you thought about hiring somebody that does this kind of work on Fiverr for a very affordable price? Because there's people out there that are freelance like yourself, like me, like everybody else in the world that's trying to earn a living without, you know, going through corporate. Fiverr has hundreds of people on there that do this sort of thing, and you can handpick the energy. You can have the spirit guides guide you upon their name on this, and you can get it for a much, much more affordable rate that way than going through a corporation.
Yeah, I'm 100% doing that. That's the plan. I just need the finances in because I have like a couple other things in my business that are like bills that are due, and then
I
need that money. So,
we've all been there. Well, the money will be there. The money will be there, but there's always a way. The universe always provides. So what we're seeing is, I'm going to tell you a little story right now, okay? If you're always seeing the mountain in your way, you're never going to see the other side.
Absolutely.
So what's happening is,
my grandma used to say is can't, never could.
Right. Mm. So right now, yeah, money's an issue. There's always a workaround with the money. You can always do trade or open up something on Fiverr for yourself as a author that can make small clip-its of things for people, small little scripts for people, get hired like that. Then take that money and add that money to what you are doing that you make from selling your work.
Right. Okay. Yes, but and also you said within a week or two I'm going to have it, right? Well,
yes, but that doesn't mean you sit down, twiddle your thumbs, and wait for somebody to
show
up.
Oh, I definitely don't do that. Yeah, you're definitely not talking to that. That's not my my MO at all. I'm very busy every day.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
So, thank you. I'll call back with good news. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great, great advice, Elizabeth.
So same. I mean, I think we're just tuned in and tapped into the same spirit. I mean, it's the energy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it's, I think she's on the right path. She'll figure it out.
All right. So here's what I'd like to do. I think we can take one final caller of the evening. And then maybe Jason would like to share what's got him started on his spiritual path.
Yeah, I'll go grab him and see. I bet he would love to share his story.
That would be awesome. All right, let me go ahead and bring on the next caller then. That's going to be area code 775-762. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and tell us what began your spiritual journey.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Yes, hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
am wondering if I was just referred to a realtor by the name of Michelle, and her broker that she works with, her name is Katie, and we're going to have a Zoom call on the 12th day of this month.
Yes.
And
okay, well, remember, less information is best for me if I'm going
I'm
to answer a question. That's okay.
Well, is this a good match to help me get my first home, whether it be a condo or a house or a villa?
There is an alignment about it. You're not going to feel entirely comfortable because you never feel entirely comfortable, but you are going to have a good match with this one, yes.
Okay. So does that mean that I will be buying a home within the next 2 years? And if so, about when?
Is that going to be your second official question? Because you get two questions on this show.
Yes. I'd like to know if you see me actually buying a home within the next 2 years, and if, what month that might be and what year.
Okay. Timelines are going to be out the window today. Timelines are fine. They move around. They don't have a written in stone kind of thing with them. So I will say there is a resounding yes on that. Okay. It's a green light. So that means you will be purchasing a home within that timeline. However, remember, timelines change, shift around, they speed up, they slow down, things like that. Now, I did ask you a question earlier to share what began your spiritual journey.
I'm a Christian, and I have an innate wisdom. And I'm very spiritual and intuitive myself.
Yes, okay. What began that journey for you? What was the catalyst that brought you to Christ?
I think wanting to be a good person. At a very young age, I became aware of how important that is to me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing.
Well,
okay. Elizabeth, do you have any advice for her?
So my advice, I'm also a Christian, and so I would definitely say that you need, if you have the discernment, which it sounds like you do, God gifted you with discernment, pray about it and just, you know, pray specifics, because God will answer specifics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And he will do it very resounding and very loudly and in your face about it, but only when you ask specifics. If you leave generalizations, God will kind of fill in the blanks and not always how you want it.
Oh, yeah.
And well, I must say that I have experienced lately where I've dealt with some situations that needed to be resolved. And I finally, after I had done everything I could do, I just kind of let it rest, and then it all came together for me. So I know that I was helped.
Well, and that's kind of how it is, too, is you, at the end of the day, when you let the universe do its work, it can. But as long as you're driving the car, it can't take you where you need to go.
Oh, that's really an amazing comparison. Thank you so much. I can identify
no
with that.
Good. I'm glad I could help.
Well, my advice to you also is to remember to remain open-minded. The Lord works through, and the Word, the Lord God, the universe, source, it's in everything, everyone. All life is equally sacred. Every blade of grass, every animal, every creature has a soul, has a life force. Because when the Lord created everything, everything became an extension of the Lord, okay? Now you're going to get me to preaching. And boy, I haven't been preaching in a while, so here we go. All right. So everything equally valuable, equally sacred in the Lord's eyes, because it is still all the Lord. Okay. Every path, every path, faith leads back to source at the end of the day, because it's all from source. So always remain open-minded, never judge anyone, and peace be with you.
Well, thank you. That's a beautiful message. Thank you. I appreciate both of you, and God bless.
You're
course,
welcome. God bless. All right. Hi, Elizabeth. Wonderful,
hello.
Wonderful, wonderful analogy. Has Jason decided to come out?
Begrudgingly, but yes.
Begrudgingly, oh no.
Oh, you know he has social anxiety sometimes.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. It's called exposure therapy. Hey, Jason,
well,
how
Adam.
You doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. So we have a question for you. Would you like to share how you began your spiritual journey?
Yes. So my spiritual journey kind of started when I was younger, and I didn't like the way it was going, so I just kind of left. Joined the military, retired out of the military, traveled around the world, did all sorts of stuff. But I was never truly happy, and I was always utilizing drugs or alcohol to numb anything and everything I could think of. Then I met Elizabeth about 10 months ago.
Wonderful.
Was I a skeptic? Of course I was, because all I knew was alcohol and drugs. But I slowly changed my mind, and Elizabeth and myself have been alcohol and drug free for well over 10 months now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But since then, I can honestly say that, I mean, you've met me in person and you've seen my progression, but it's ultimately like I am becoming more and more aware of everything that's going on. I'm blaming demons, and sure as fuck, sorry, excuse me if I can say that on here, but
okay.
I'm
here
now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've personally been attacked. I've personally, as of recently, I'd say within the last 72 hours, have had pretty vivid dreams. My stepdaughter had something pretty demonic attached to her. We did a little ceremony, exorcism per se, and I took it upon myself to, once I was looking at her, to say that you will no longer bother her, and if you want to come after something, you will come after me. And it has.
Mm-hmm.
Last night in my dreams, it was there. You told me.
I asked for it.
But I tell you what, I'm ready for this, because we don't need children being possessed.
No, we don't.
And they have a hard enough life as it is. And I've had a hard life, and I know how to fight a lot of battles, and I've gone up through a lot of battles in real life with guns and everything blazing, and have my outcome has always been successful, because I'm able to think systematically through the process. I might not have all the right tools in my toolbox right now, but between Elizabeth, yourself, and other people we have ultimately confided in, I've confided in,
mm-hmm.
I believe that regardless of what I'm going to face, that I will be triumphant yet again. So,
therefore, you already are triumphant.
Well, thank you for that. So, yeah, it's definitely it's been a learning curve, and there's still a lot I don't know. So, I mean, I know a drop of water right now compared to what's actually out there, but every day my insight is becoming more and more. So that drop is soon going to be a bucket, and that bucket is going to soon be a barrel, and that barrel is soon going to be a pond, and that pond's going to be a lake. So it's only a matter of time.
Yep.
And we're going to defeat
The beautiful part about it is the spiritual journey never ends, man. We never stop learning. We never stop growing. We never stop evolving unless we deny ourselves. And at the end of the day, you know, none of us really know any more than the drop in the bucket. So thank you for sharing. And that's awesome. I'm very happy that you were able to be on here and to share with us. And I'm proud of you, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Adam. And thank you
for having
me.
Proud of you too, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you.
All right, everyone. Well, yes. Any closing statements for the evening, guys?
Don't lose faith, guys. You regardless of what you might face, the adversities you think are overwhelming, it's nothing more than a little feather on your shoulder. You can dust it off, and you can be very resilient. Bounce back and be 10 times stronger.
Yes.
That's a good one. I think my advice is to remember that we are not helpless beings and that we have the power within ourselves to shape our reality. And so, like, when you give your power over to the idea that something else is causing your suffering and something else is causing all this stuff, and not taking accountability for your own power, you're handing your power over. And so just remember that you hold the power to do whatever it is that you want. You just have to believe it.
Thank you for sharing that, and that is so true. Remember, everyone, the power of the universe resides within all of you. God's power was given to us with our creation. And remember that this is a power that we lose sight of when we get depressed, when we get lonely, when we feel we're alone. We're not really ever alone. Remember when we are walking this path to look out for those that are discarded, that are undervalued, because they're the ones that have the true humility and they understand the trials and tribulations of life. Share the love, share the wealth, and blessings to all. Thank you. We want to wish you all to have a great evening and a good night. Namaste, Jai Krishna, and God bless. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all Namaste love and healing.